This Sunday is the Sunday of the paralytic, and it was also originally dedicated to St. Polycarp of Smyrna, and it was changed in 1368 when a second commemoration of St. Gregory Palamas, we have standing before us, was appointed for the second Sunday of Great Lent as the second triumph of Orthodoxy. St. Gregory died in 1358, or reposed in the Lord in 1358, as the Bishop of Thessalonica, and is said to be the last great theologian of the Orthodox Church to date. Last week, we commemorated the first triumph of Orthodoxy, the Sunday of Orthodoxy, against the Iconoclasts. The debate between St. Gregory Palamas and Barlaam was about hesychasm and whether one shone with uncreated light or created light. What it really boiled down to was whether one was truly in communion with God or not. Of course, St. Gregory said we were, and Barlaam said it wasn't. This debate lasted from about 1330 to 1351, a short time period for Orthodoxy. When we hear this, we think, sure, monks can practice hesychasm and shine with the uncreated light of God. We can't, because we work all day and we have other responsibilities. It is just not possible for those of us in the world. Besides, we take communion every Sunday, so therefore, we are in communion with God already. So none of this matters to us. Yet, it is just important for us to shine with the light of the Holy Spirit as the hesychastic monks. How can we do this when we are in the world and not spending 8 hours a day, every day praying? First, we must come to communion in the proper frame of mind, because we could be partaking of communion to our own condemnation and not for the healing of body and soul. So how do we do this? By unlocking the gift of the Holy Spirit that was sealed in all of us at chrismation. As St. Seraphim of Sarov said, the purpose of the Christian life is the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. When we do this, thousands around us will be saved. St. Gregory Palamas also wrote that by dispelling our own ignorance of God and divine doctrine, and by making our whole life better in conformity to the rules laid down by the Church Fathers, that we will be filled with the wisdom of God, and we will become in reality the image and likeness of God. Today's Gospel and Epistle reading tells us that we can unlock the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Epistle reading, we are told not to neglect the salvation granted in God the Son. If we do embrace the salvation granted in Jesus, we will have a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ. We are allowed to return to communion in God through Jesus Christ. This is the first key to shining with the light of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus heals the paralytic in body and soul, showing that the whole person is saved and not the spirit only. We must come to Christ in faith and let Him heal us of our spiritual paralysis. Sin confines us to a bed like the paralytic. and we don't even know it. Sin is a paralysis of the soul. Sin prevents us from truly being in communion with God. We should let nothing deter us from getting to Christ, who alone can heal us, both in body and in soul. We must help each other come to Christ as well. Many of us think we're not like the paralytic. We take communion. We are Orthodox Christians. We come to Christ every Sunday. Well, most Sundays. Well, whenever we're free on Sunday. Whenever there isn't much snow on Sunday. Well, take a look around. Just take a look at everyone who's here. Do we see anyone shining with the light of the Holy Spirit? If we were truly in communion with God, we would see the Holy Spirit in our altar during liturgy. We would see the angel assigned by God to protect the altar. We would see our guardian angel. Even every morning at the little entrance and the gospel comes around to venerate, we say, Christ is in our midst. We all respond, He is and always shall be. And yet, do we really see Christ in our midst? He's there. It's a question of whether or not we see Him. If we all shine with the light of the Holy Spirit, why is this building not packed to the rafters at Vespers and liturgy on Sundays? Why are people not saying, we need the Orthodox Church because we want to be like those who are in the church? If we are shining with the light of the Holy Spirit, we can be like the four men carrying the paralytic to Christ. Each one of us should be carrying someone on our backs here every Sunday. Sure, we have an English language service, which means we should have a broader appeal. So where is everyone who needs Christ? They aren't here. Which means we have sins to heal from, so that we can then go out and minister to those who have not healed of their sins. So how do we heal from those sins? Christ has not only given us communion, He has given us a host of other holy mysteries to do this with, especially confession and forgiveness. One of the least used holy mysteries in our church is confession. Many of us come to our once yearly confession, whether we need it or not, during Great Lent. We should be coming to confession more often. Our synod says, if one partakes of frequent communion, one should go to confession at least once a month. How many of us do this? Confession is not only so God forgives us of our sins, it is so we can start forgiving ourselves of our sins. Then we can start to love others like ourselves and truly love God. In addition to a confession, we have the asking of forgiveness. We have forgiveness vespers once a year to remind us that we sin against our brothers and sisters both knowingly and unknowingly. How many of us are asking forgiveness of others on a regular basis, whether we are right or wrong? It is easy to ask forgiveness when we're wrong. Have you ever tried asking forgiveness of someone when we firmly believe we are right? Have we ever asked forgiveness of someone we really don't like? When was the last time, besides forgiveness vespers, that we asked someone to forgive us, or someone asked us for forgiveness. When we start doing this, this is true forgiveness. When Christ was being crucified, he said to God the Father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Christ asked God the Father to forgive those crucifying him while he was dying. Why can't we ask each other for forgiveness and we're not dying? Do we have to be nailed on a cross to do it? When we start to go to confession and ask forgiveness, we are on the right track to moving closer to communion with God. Every day, we are in the world. We are serving Christ in our jobs, in our time at home, with family, friends, in our volunteer work, and even our hobbies. We don't have to necessarily be doing work for this parish for our work to be for God. This is why we are in the world, so others can see that we are different, so that they can see we live in the world but are not of the world. When they see us shine with the light of the Holy Spirit, they too will want what we have. They will want a full life in Christ. So let us start with more frequent confession. Let us ask forgiveness of others whether we are right or wrong. Let us partake of frequent communion. Let us work on acquiring the Holy Spirit and shining with the uncreated light of God that St. Gregory Palamas says is possible. This will unlock the gift of the Holy Spirit sealed in each of us at chrismation. Let your light so shine, and others will want what we have, and they will come to the church to be in communion with Christ like us. Then, when we approach the chalice, we will begin to fully understand how far we have to go to truly be in communion with God. May the grace of the Holy Spirit be with you always.